There's no way Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai that symbolizes a Jew's struggle for Torah in his life. It's impossible to merit the Keser Torah except Shevi. What Shevi? Lokama. There's a battle. Life is a battle. Life is a battle. It's a battle that we need to win. Well, life is a battle. Life's not easy. And there are different types of battles. Right? We're going to talk about it in a second, but just the outside. Right? There are battles that we have from within and battles from without. You know, from within, right? Sometimes we are in certain moods that we're not in mood. We're not feeling it. We're a generation of, if you're not feeling it, you don't have to do it. We're not a generation of responsibility. I remember many years ago, I think Baruch Hashem is in this year will be 25 years that I've been married, so 23 years we've been in camps. So I remember probably 20 years ago, we had kids in day camp for many years, all the little kids, and you always get like mother's helpers. You know, because we worked in the camp and the old kids were in bunks. But so I remember after one day of being a mother, years ago, one day a girl was being a mother's helper, she quit. Like, they will get the mother's helper jobs, like the ones who were, most of the girls wanted to be counselors, and then and they get on these other shots. I remember, like, what happened? Like, well, she didn't like it, so she quit. She didn't like it. She committed to a job. She came to camp. If you don't like something, you do it. It's a responsibility. You know, so, you know, there's something called responsibility, but, you know, we live in a generation where if I'm not feeling it, you don't have to do it. You're not feeling mincha? Okay, you're not feeling mincha. That's not what Judaism is about. It's a battle. So sometimes it's a battle from within. Sometimes there's a battle, you know, we have a typo for something. You know, there's a battle to bench with kavana. That's a tough battle. Rishon Zalman said, it's harder to bench with kavana than to not with kavana. I mean, we're in shul. It's much longer, but like, benching. We're sitting with our friends. It's harder to bench with kavana. It's a battle. You have a fight. Right? You're walking down the street. You know, you're on your phone, there's a battle. And then there's external battles. There are factors. There are factors that, you know, take our minds off of things. We're targeted. We have other things on our minds, right? We have issues of friends, and issues of family, and issues of, I don't know, stuff. I include myself totally. So there's other stuff, and it's hard. Right? It's an amazing... You know what I'll mention? It has to do with this, but this is an amazing Rashi. Is it actually in the Parsha Tractate also? I'll just mention it now. It has to do with this. The Gemara says that what type of mood are we supposed to try to get into before we die? What are we supposed to feel? What's the best strategy? So the Gemara says, "Lama Alav and Rugs." Ain Olden was Paul Molito Atzlus. Can't be sad. So if somebody's sad, they're just like not in the mood. We don't want to be constructive when we're sad or we're upset. We just want to sit and do nothing. I stay in my bed. Below me, don't atlas. Atlas. What's atlas? Laziness. But not only physical laziness, it's like life laziness. Like not focused on accomplishing anything. Below me, don't spoke. Below me, don't zicha. And not out of levity. Elo me, tov. Below me, don't kalas rosh. Below me, don't torah metalim. Very often we like try to like, oh, I can't give up so hard that I'm going to die. What are we doing right before the holiday? It's very hard to switch gears. We're doing something else right before the holiday. That's what the Gemara says. If you have a very important meeting with somebody, right, do you do something else until a second before the meeting? No. I know something like, I have to give a shear. Somebody else told me, it's like, I was like, I'm like, can you just give me 2 minutes? I just give a shear. I mean, I don't focus. Because if you're like, I'm not focused right beforehand, then it's much harder. So before the holiday, the Gemara says, get in the mood, get in the zone. Elo mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. That's the state we're supposed to be in right before we die. Simcha shel mitzvah. So what does that mean? We're supposed to do a mitzvah before we die? Like shake a lulav and then die. What is simcha shel mitzvah? We don't always have a mitzvah to do before we die. So look what Rashi says. Simcha shel mitzvah, it means certain psukim that give you simcha. Focused on certain psukim that can be simcha, like Chazal already did for us. Kagom Samuch, Lagulas Mitzrayim. Right, what we say in the morning, we say, Sukkim, that talk about how Hashem helps us. Ezra Asaf was saying, God Yisrael. Oh, some of the people love it. Jerusalem Sheva Fetachumri. We say, Ashrei, who we love. And look what Rashi says, which is Sukkim. Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh. Rashi also said, Ashrei before Yadav Nathan. We have a thing like Rashi, but the other. Rashi did what we did. Rashi wore tefillin. Rashi wore the davening. Right, Rashi had challah. Right, Rashi had the same child as Hillel. Right, so he says, you know, which psukim, ritzon yireyav yaseh. Every pasuk in Ashrei is like, is unbelievable. It's so powerful. We think of that. Hashem does the ritzon of those who fear him. Shomer Hashem is kol ahav. Hashem guards those who love him. Ki lo yitosh Hashem es alam. Hashem doesn't. We're supposed to be in, what is Rashi saying? What's in Lashon? It's not feeling close to Hashem. The only thing Hashem loves me. That's something that happened. But it's hard! That's the Malcham, Rashad says. Life is a battle. Outside from inside, it's a battle. You know, when we're younger, sometimes it's a battle. Sometimes, you know, kids are, you know, citizens are uncomfortable. Like, my neck. You know, I'm like, it's hot. You know, at every stage of life, there's a battle. I'm too tired, or I'm not tired. You know? But that's what Rashi says. Life's not meant to be simple. That's not life. See, here we go. I'm going to say three words. Sheyesh Lacham. This is bad. U'b'shach Lacham ha'yeshem yishavok hinshawah. When you go into battle, you take spoils. Part of the victory is to take spoils. Shel anashim or shel rachush. People, you take captives, or shall push for assets. The mother was like Masharu, the Azam al Shahi. If somebody wants to be Zoha, if you want to reach any level of spirituality, Mukra Khar Khama, you gotta be ready to fight. Again, it doesn't mean a fight like a negative fight. It means like we spoke about on Wednesday night, the Khira point. You know, you gotta fight the battle, you have to go downfield. You gotta try to push. They try to push the lines. It's a battle. You know, there's Hashem created the world that we have the Yetzer Hara. There's something against us, because that's how we earn star. If it would be easy, then what's the point of the world? Hashem wants us to choose and make the right choices. Our Yetzer is misgaber on us every day. So for Rosh Hashanah, he tries to get the tzaddik. The Malach Hashem goes to the Yachol. Hashem wouldn't help us; we wouldn't be able to do it. I think we mentioned in the past. Beautiful photo of Chafetz Chaim. The Yitzhahara is such a good fighter. Rav Kuvner once said, "Your best karusa you'll ever have in your life is the Yitzhahara. He's never late. He doesn't miss a day, and he never falls asleep. He always does, and he's always persistent." Think about it, he's always there. He doesn't miss a day. Right? So, and that was Reflector. Reflector always says, he says, his best hummer song, the hummer song I ever had, so we have to try to get another hummer song. You get a 2-on-1. But that's what you have to. I'm about to say something else, I don't remember. I was about to say something, Reflector came into that. What? Chafetz Chaim. Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Baruch Hashem Yehuda. Okay, the Chafetz Chaim says that Yitzhahara is a great, he's a strategist. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, the other says in Zechariah, one of the tracks, right, that the Satan stands on the right side to be Matzdenas, who only on the Amino the Sittah. That's the Pasuk. It's in the Haftorah for Bahalosva and Shabbos Tanaka. Boy, Amino Sittah. That's the Chafetz Chaim. Don't we usually have like the right side is like the good side and the left side is like the bad side? Good malach on the right shoulder, good malach on the left shoulder. So why is it that the satan is only on the yamina in the sitzel? So the Chafetz Chaim says, because sometimes the Yitzhahara knows that we're strong warriors. He's not going to get us on not there. To eat not kosher, to not daven, he's not going to get us. You know what he does? He dresses up like a mitzvah. And then he'll get us to think that something that we're doing is a mitzvah. That's what it means, he's on the right side. He dresses up like a mitzvah. You stay in the base at 3 in the morning. Let's see how your chakras is. We think it's a mitzvah. Some people think screaming at cars on Shabbos is a mitzvah. Right? Some people think that, you know, I don't know, that all you have to do is the opposite. You know, the problem of the chavero is more important than following halacha, and, you know, I'm trying to feel good, so I give him a hug, even though I'm not supposed to, but, you know, I'm trying to feel good. Whatever it is, we think it's a mitzvah. We convince ourselves. Think about Jonathan Sacks has a book called In the Name of God about religious fanaticism. But again, we have to, I just remember the name, it was a play. But In the Name of God, so he's such a, it's a fight. It's a fight every day. Every day we have to try our best. The course of folks don't call us all bubbles. But Hashem helps us. We have a secret weapon. Hashem helps us. Ve'ez, the skipper is underlined. Ve'ez are Hashem in Oba, Rakaferei. But Hashem only is ready to help us after we go as far as we can. Rakaferei, Sha'adam Yasas, Koma Shabuga Babasas. If we fight as hard as we can, as far as we can, we get to Oba, but that Hashem helps us. So Koma Shi'ez Biyadah. Ba'Allah, he even quotes an interesting halacha, a mitzvah that you might not have ever thought that you ever fulfilled. But we have. We just have to let go. So many things in life we do, and they're mitzvahs, but we just don't realize it. Pre-Yom Tikkina. There's a halacha that if you see an animal loaded down, and he's getting, you know, suffering, take the bundles off of him. Right? Pre-Yom Tikkina. If you see somebody who's having trouble putting his stuff on the donkey, help. So what are donkeys nowadays? We fulfill this, you know? Right, your mother comes home from shopping. There's 35 bundles, shopping bags in the trunk. Can somebody help me? Oh, yeah, in a minute. But when our minute finishes, you know, all the bundles are already in. Right? It's a mitzvah. Pre-Kotina. Help load. But there's a halacha. Fascinating. The halacha is b'metzia. Let's say an owner has a donkey loaded with bundles. And he sits on a park bench and he says, anybody want to help me, please? There's a mitzvah to unload the donkey. Could you do it? And he's on the side. Halacha is, we don't have to help. We only have to help if he's doing it and he needs our help. Then we help. But if he's not doing it himself, then we have no mitzvah. Which is interesting. We're going to talk about time. Okay, question, not for now. But that's what he says. The owner went and just sat on the side. Ba'amar said, "Hold all after the mitzvah. Since you have the mitzvah, the throne broke. So you are unload, butter. Then you're butter from unloading. The first commission to be able to see this stuff on my base.
Are you butter? You're not supposed to. Like, this guy shouldn't be.
Okay, you don't have to. You don't have to for sure. Are you not allowed to?
Or you shouldn't?
You shouldn't? I don't know if you shouldn't. You don't have to. Hashem says the same thing. He's ready to help us. He just wants to know if we're sitting on the park bench on the side and saying, you know, Hashem, can you do our job? No, we have to do everything we can to load and unload. The Tamid Tamid Adam Musa Mitov Machama. We're in the battle. And it says in Kedushin Daf Lamed, Yisroch Alta Meskav Ala Bachal Yom. The Malach Yisroch Rav Ozer Nidav Ala. The Yesh Lohavim. And says, Ne'er Rosh Ach. That's the world. Lohavim Ben Eslaz Hashem Kvos Us. Why did Hashem create the world like this? This is true. We have to fight a battle, and we have to do everything we can, and Hashem is going to help us. But why did Hashem create the world like this? Shirak Meir Hashem Yom Ala. Why did He create the world in a way that we can do it? That we can do it now. Even if we try our hardest, we can't do it with Hashem's help. Isn't it about Hashem? Isn't the world, Hashem created the world, that we should be victorious and we should accomplish? We need Hashem anyway, so why do we need to get a spot? We didn't do it. Hashem didn't. The point is that it's a team. She'ein adam yachol manzeach levado. We can't do it alone. And adam yachol manzeach levado. If we can, then we forget Hashem. Shuva Hareshit Hatzach Hasanako, Hebafan, Babo the Yoser. I'm done, I finished, I won. If I always know that I only take up the shem, help me, I always know that the battle's still done. The word shem b'chol b'chomos. Acharisha zonei yotzei ach. Shubu kavush nachas yado v'en m'fachin yotfar. Again, I'll reach out, we need to b'chomo. Right, if a country, you know, gets a piece of land, they're not focusing on the land anymore. Now that's ours. But if the battle always continues and we don't, we always need help to realize that there's never an end to a battle. Right? The Gemara says, the vicious in the turkey owls, I'll tam it by Afrachad Yomosa. Right? We can't like think that, oh, we're good. Well, that's it. Keep fighting the whole. This shouldn't be, again, generally, the more his world that he's writing in was more, you know, this type of dera, but I would soften it a little bit. It doesn't mean that we have to be like upset and like anxious our whole life. I don't think that's what Rosh Hashanah wants either. Shouldn't be going around life like, it's simchas hachaim. It's not as Hashem. But it just needs to be awareness. Be awareness. V'zeo shemru lo ha'avor lo ha'avor v'nesio nesko yimei chayim. And that's what we have to do. Ba'adam lo'am l'yumad. We're born to work. We're born to work. Ufum tzara ha'avor. Haskar u'rak ha'masha omel v'yoga v'tzir ba'atzmah. The more we push, the other of Kamash and Nazak Yoser, O Yoser, O Kamach Hazak. And the more we push sometimes, the battle gets harder. But you know what? That's life. Kamagoda Bechaveir Yisur Gokal Yoser. We spoke about that also. The greater Yitz of Tov a person has, the greater Yitz of Hara a person has. And then he quotes something that other Mepharshim also say. What's the phrase in Shas when someone dies? It says, Noach Nashe. When his soul rested. Because that's when the battle's over. After 120. After 120, until 120, the battle's still going. Different ways. Different ways. Different battles. Different battles. You know, somebody's retired, they have different battles. Different stages of life, we have different battles. You know, the Yitzhara, the strongest Yitzhara, the strongest type of people have, generally are, you know, between 18 and 30. Probably the strongest, but doesn't mean that between 30 and 40 there isn't strong Yitzharas, and between 40 and 50, and people have midlife crises, and you know, as they get older, they, whatever, all different, every stage of life has something to think about. But no, I'm not shit. You should give shit as much. I'm not in the chayim, I don't know, I'm not shocking. When a tzaddik is alive, then he does no rest. We come in us from the Bukhama. Abu Shabbat, not shit, not for shit, when he finally dies, then the nefesh is. It doesn't mean that we should yearn for that time. You know, it's not like, you know, Bikin Shabbat, Lishin Shabbat. No, we should be happy with our battle. Happy with our battle. You know, there's a Yitzhahara. There's a Yitzhahara that, did you see this recently? Somewhere? I don't remember where. That we're always thinking about the next stage of life. We're always like looking ahead. Just looking ahead, like, you know, this stage of life is crazy. You know, but the next stage. You know, sometimes, you know, I talk to my wife, I'm like, you know, sometimes our kids are naturally good at it. And they say, they don't need any caffeine. But again, something like, everything's going on at home. If you think about when the youngest kid's in college, and like there's a panachat and quiet, right? Your parents, right? At least the youngest of seven. So now everyone's at home, quiet. So that's something that, like, sometimes when you're, like, going through life, and the kids ran home, and there's carpools, and the kids are killing each other, and the this, and the that, and the screaming, it's like so much going on, you're like, you're looking for a little Shabbos HaNefesh. You're looking for, like, you know, you look around, they're like, oh, they're older, and, you know, and your family's the opposite, right? But again, sometimes I talk to my wife, and my wife says, like, but this is the meat of life. Right, this is the meat. This is also your parents, right? So it's like, this is the meat. Yeah, you're in that stage when your final kids are like older and start moving out of the house. That's another important stage of life. But is that like, who says that's the main part of life? There's avodas Hashem in all areas. You know, sometimes our avodas Hashem is to open up the door and focus, and sometimes our avodas Hashem is to be a referee and, you know, to try to do our best. But that's what Hashem wants from us at that moment. I like to quote often, you've heard this from me before, Rav Nassim Allen. I don't know many quotes from Rav Nassim Allen, but he has one great thought about the Hanukkah. Right, happy all we know, every 7 years, we go to the Mishkan, and the king reads the Torah. So what did the Torah say? The Torah say, Marsha Le'ela, we have to bring everybody. Anashim, Anashim, Tav. Everybody goes. To answer us and another. Wouldn't it be more spiritual? Wouldn't it be a greater spiritual experience? So I mean, it's a problem. Just to mention, go to Mishkan, in the Torah. You're going to have to go with the diaper bags, and with the screaming, and with the snacks. And with the days and with the day, that you go to the base of Mikdash. Wow, such an amazing event. Such an amazing event. And what is the answer? He said, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to help bring our family with us up the ladder. You know, it's not just about me. This is a thought I said often. So, before I made out of the Levav, which is before 12 years ago, probably 14, 15 years ago, I remember I hadn't been to Hebron in many years. And we organized a family trip, and all my siblings, and a whole trip to Hebron, and a bus from Yerushalayim. We went, and we get to Hebron, our son Caleb, we got Mincha there. I was fighting for this one, please. And we go in, and after your trip to Sefa, it's like Ashrei, amazing, what a great Ashrei that was. And we start, Hashem Sfas at Tifta, I'm in the first bracha of Shon Esrei. And one of my children, who was like 3 years old or so at the time, so I was pulling my leg. I had to go to bed. I was not in the mood for that. I said, like, I think it's, like, that's going to make him not have to go. Right? He's so, and every time, you know, answer the shawl in his letter. So I, Abba! You know, a little louder. So then I'm like, okay, I point to the women's section. I look at Ima. I'm like, you know, what's her spirituality? I'm like, oh, no. Anyway, and just don't be after the Marston family. You have to like go all the way down and go outside. So, you know, say after a minute or two, I realize it's helpless. So, what do you do? What do you do with a kid screaming in the middle of Shon Esrei? You stop Shon Esrei, the Shulchan Aruch says. You take the child out. I stop, I went outside, took him to the bathroom, came back in, and the middle of the shots. Whatever, it was not a good minute. And I go and ask my wife after, she knew what happened. She said, nothing happened. Because she knew this right. So I said, thank you very much, guys. No, it doesn't make me feel any better. But whatever. That's what I'm going to throw out once. That's what I'm going to throw out once. And so different stages of life where we have different challenges. But we have to try to do our best in the challenges. But that's what it means. That's the measure, where the measure started. The measure started by saying, Moshe Rabbeinu went up. And he fought a battle and he took captives. That's what it means. When you fight the war, what's a captive? You fight and you win and you get a mitzvah and you grab something. But it's also a matan. Right? What's this question? How can you fight a battle and you get a gift? Because you fight the battle, do everything you can, but ultimately the last step is because Hashem helps us. The last step is because we can't do it ourselves. And that's what as he says for the bottom. Last line. Even though you have to pay for it, you have to fight hard, the matana is alone, it's really given. The matana is really given as a gift. Really given as a gift. And then he says, you know, throughout life, who can ever say, you know, I've done everything. I've done everything I could, and now I've done Hashem. You can never say that. Hashem knows if you did everything you could. But that's what he says in the next page. If I've ever reached something, I've done everything I can. I did everything, Hashem, now the rest is up to you. I can't do it anymore. You have to keep going. Hashem will meet us, but we can never say that. And then he said, he wrote this here at the bottom. This was written, Teves. Tashon Tav Dalet, 1964. Right, it was in 40 years. That's if you're at the Hebrew, the English year. Tashon Tav Dalet, the Nebarach. So it was the winter, 1964. How many years ago that was that? But either way, the Nebarach, 1964, and then I look like it does today. This was, 20 years after the war, 20 years after the Shoah. And he writes, he says, if you think about the challenges that we have. Avozos Nechamaseinu, Atzar, Vayisur, Vizmaneinu, Apachar, Ata'aga. Says there's no family that hasn't been touched. There's no family that hasn't lost somebody during this struggle. There's no pasuk in the Torah that wasn't fulfilled in the past years. One last line. There's a famous story of the Pleasantburger Rebbe.
Now, the Pleasantburger Rebbe,
at one time, it was right after the war, he survived the camps. He was saved. A lot of great stories about him. There's an English book about him. He's the Russia Weiss's Rebbe, one of Russia Weiss's Rebbe, Pleasantburger Rebbe. Survived the war, he told him, I see this again afterwards. Unbelievable. So one time, it was Parshas Lefukosai, and the Balkore started, reading the Talmud, which the minute is to read a little lower than the rest of the Talmud. So when he started going lower, he said, Hefer! He's louder, louder. He's like, what? Hefer! But they looked at him, he's like, everything's been fulfilled already. There's nothing more to worry about. Just read it loud. He said, when he saw during the war, he said, Hefer! He said, I'm one of the slime. Every curse, every terrible thing. He said, there's nothing more to worry about. Something can't. So he said, the one point he writes, it's heart wrenching. He writes, and I read parts of the book. He says, through the whole war, it was terrible. He kept his emunah, But he says, his moment of chalisha sadas, of depression, his moment was the second at the end of the war when he saw the American soldiers. He thought Eliona was going to come. He says, out of this hell, American soldiers are going to redeem me, not Eliona, not Mashiach. He says, that was his worst moment of the whole war. So the second he kept yearning for the salvation, everything he saw, and the second that he saw that human beings were involved, he felt he got over it, whatever, and he moved on. But he said that for him was unbelievable. But he had this deep emotion. He realized everything that Mokoza took place. But he says what's left. He says, but then he did one more line, and then we'll do Parsha.
Who is this?
Pleisenberger Rebbe. What was his real name? There's an English book about him, but he was very close to Rush Weiss's father, right? And there's a whole story about how they got together in the war. But anyway, but so much was killed. We say this line on Yom Kippur in Davening. We say, "Anyone who writes," I'm saying in Slichos also, "Anyone who writes a Torah hazos." The only thing left we have is Torah. Towards that line, towards on the line. Ezos, right? Mashal Nishtar, right? Hashem didn't, the Pasuk says, Hashem is not going to totally wipe us out, we have the Torah left. What do you mean he did wipe us out? It must be that if we still have Torah, then Am Yisrael Chai will not wipe us. Shem HaSefer Torah Nishtar, it's the name of Yishman Barakol. We still have Torah, we have everything. But Am Yisrael Chai Mekayah. Menach HaShem Torah Yinitzvitz. The Torah is eternal, and the Torah is connected to Am Yisrael, and mainly the Jews are eternal. And therefore, says the says Avi Ezri, we're still here. And that was a big battle. That was a physical battle. To keep Emunah in the face of those terrible, you can't even put into words, situations. He says, but that was our job then, and this is his first complication, after the war. And that's the battle, and that's what we have to keep doing. And he continues talking about the Gaulis of Torah and all the Hagadahs. The second one, he talks about the importance of having a Rebbe, and not being that Masorah. Anyway, this is the second one, but that's the first Hagadah of Rosh Hashanah.